Welcome back to Aliyah Yomi. Today we're going to be learning together Va'eschanan Chamishi, the fifth Aliyah in Parshas Va'eschanan. Our Aliyah is 14 psukim long, running from Perek Hey, Pasuk Yud Ches to Perek Vav Pasuk Gimel. In it, we hear about Moshe Rabbeinu being the interlocutor, Moshe Rabbeinu being the in-between. So what happens, let's take a look at the basic summary and then understand some of the details. So we're told that Hashem spoke to all of Israel from the fire and the smoke in a continuous strong voice, which is obviously not humanly the voice called Gadol V'lo Yosof. It's a continual voice. And Moshe Rabbeinu then wrote those words onto the two tablets. However, when Israel heard all of this, and they came in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, and all the leaders said to him, look, we're concerned about being consumed by the fire if we continue to hear this voice. You know, we don't think we're going to be able to continue to live if we hear the Aseret HaDibros. Rather, Moshe Rabbeinu, you should go ahead, and you will tell us what Hashem wants us to do. Moshe Rabbeinu then presents this idea in front of Hashem. Hashem says, accepts the idea and says, Moshe Rabbeinu, you will be the one to do this. And Hashem says, halavai, it should be that Israel would have this level of commitment to want to hear what Hashem wants all days, all the times. Moshe Rabbeinu then does this. He commands everybody to go back to their tents. And then Moshe Rabbeinu enters into the cloud again and receives the commandment and returns them to the nation of Israel. So a few basic points to think about in this Aliyah. Now, question number one is, why was it that they could not handle the Matan Torah experience? What was so difficult about it? So the Ha'emek Dovar points out, the Netziv says, explains that 2 points. Number one was the fire was so intense that it led them to believe that they were about to die. We see similar experiences later on in Tanakh where the individual by the name of Manoach at the end of Sefer Shoftim, he believes that he's going to die when he sees this apparition of this angel in a column of fire. So it really is terrifying. The other thing is also the sound. The sound was so terrifying. The lightning, the thunder, the voice of God was so terrifying. They really thought that this was a out of this worldly experience that they were going to die from. The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Pei Ches on the base actually goes to much more detail and explains that every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to the nation of Israel, they were actually ejected from their body. Their souls and bodies were separated, and they were pushed back literally 12 kilometers. They were shot back. Their bodies were ejected. The angels had to return their bodies, reinstate the souls in their bodies at every command. And that being the case, they just said, look, we can't do this anymore. It's too much. What that means to say is that when the revelation of the infinite expresses itself upon the finite no longer can constitute itself and be existent as a separate entity because really it is an extension of the infinite. So the degree of truth expressed actually therefore makes it clear that there's not a separate entity and they sort of almost magnetically are attracted back to the infinite from where they are hewn, which is why they said, look, we just can't do this. We can't be independent if we're going to if we're also going to hear the Dibros of Hashem. It happens to be there's a debate as to how many of the Dibros were they able to hear before they made this request. Was it the full Aseret HaDibros, which they heard in one, so to speak, soundbite because it was so powerful, or was the first two encapsulating all positive and negative mitzvahs, the belief in God and not believing any other power, which really encapsulates all of Torah? But be as it may, at this point in time, they came in front of Moshe and asked him to take it from here. Now, this is very significant. This leads us to the last question. And that is, we need to try to understand why it's so important that the Torah emphasizes that B'nai Yisrael nominated Moshe Rabbeinu as the intermediary here to be the one to go into the cloud and return to them with the law. This is really important. The Rambam explains this at the beginning of Hilchos Yisrael Torah, actually towards the end in Perek Ches, Halacha Aleph and Beis, where he explains the following. He says, look, why is it that we believe in the Torah in the first place? He says, well, we don't believe in the Torah because Moshe Rabbeinu did some fancy tricks. Right, so he brought the manna, he brought the well, he brought the Ananiah covered, all those incredible miracles. That's not why we believed in him, because you know what, there are other people in history who do all kinds of fancy things as well. And, in fact, everything Moshe Rabbeinu did had a utility, there was a purpose for it. They needed protection, they needed water, they needed food, Korach, Korach's rebellion needed to be ended. So these are all had utility. That means to say that it could have been that Moshe Rabbeinu was harnessing great powers in this world. But in the end of the day, that's not the reason why we believe in the Torah. The reason we believe in the Torah, unlike any other nation, is because we saw it ourselves. This is the only claim in all of history for national revelation. That means to say that an entire nation saw and experienced the divine. That being the case, therefore, we as ourselves witnessed what actually happened. We couldn't handle it, gave it over to Moshe, and therefore we have the trust and knowledge that everything Moshe Rabbeinu says there afterwards came from the divine because we saw and experienced that divine ourselves. Contrast this to other religions as an example. So let's say when you contrast this to Christianity, when you have Saul who comes back and he says he has a prophecy, or when you contrast this to Muhammad, who comes back and says he has a prophecy. Here, you have one individual who is relating. John Smith and the Mormons, he comes back and this person's reporting how God spoke to him. And therefore, we're going to believe, the followers of those respective religions will follow based on that individual report of what they said. But that means to say that the people themselves never experienced the divine or never knew that the divine was really speaking to this person. Perhaps outside of a few miraculous signs that they may have presented to the people. That's not the reason why Jews believe in Judaism. The reason that Jews believe in Judaism is because the entire Jewish nation, the entire Israelite nation, was at Sinai, saw God, experienced God, and could not handle it, gave it over to Moses, and therefore when Moshe Rabbeinu came down and therefore gave more laws afterwards, we know he was saying the truth because we saw and experienced it ourselves. Therefore, if anybody comes to contradict what the Torah says or say that the Torah has changed or been rejected or abrogated, as other religions will say, the Rambam says, explains, we obviously reject that not because we have a belief system, but because we actually saw it. And you know what the proof of the pudding for this whole business is? Is that if national revelation is such a game changer, then you would expect that other nations claimed it and nobody else could, because you can't make up that an entire nation sees or hears something. You can make up what an individual dreams about, but you cannot make up what an entire nation saw. And that's why the relevance of this aliyah, of the transition of power and making Moshe Rabbeinu that intermediary for the reception of the Torah. With this, we close the aliyah. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.